Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local library that serves residents of Marion and Warren counties needs our help. Let's go in depth with Jennifer Latch and Vicki Refshaw with the Webb Shadle Memorial Library Friends Group and Joellen Glick, librarian. Joellen, how are things at the library?
We're still open, so which is great news, and we're working on a fundraiser right now with the Friends of the Library group, helping to raise funds for new carpet for the library.
New carpet.
Yes, absolutely. We're very excited about trying to raise funds for this. This is a long time goal that we've had. We've got duct tape that has been keeping our carpet under wraps for a couple years now, and we're looking forward to trying to raise funds to replace it with some sturdy carpet for the community's library.
And how old is this carpet?
Ever since it's opened, this is the original carpet that was laid place. So it's been around for many years now.
Like 50?
Absolutely. It's 50? A good 50 years old carpet, yes. And it's maintained well for how long it's been in place, but it has shown its wear and tear, and it's just needing replaced.
Okay, and you want some help.
Absolutely.
Vicki, do you remember the first time you came to the library?
It was soon after it was built and opened here, and it was pretty impressive. I had started going to the library when it was just in the front of the Memorial Hall.
And so this was like a fantastic, gigantic, beautiful space.
Yes, it absolutely was. Very exciting.
Well, it's still beautiful. I love this library.
It is a beautiful library. We're very proud of it.
And how big is the Friends group?
We have about 25 members, but not all of them attend meetings. I would say at meetings we generally have 5 or 6 that come all the time. So there's a few that are really kind of digging into some of these big fundraiser goals, I guess.
Okay, so small active group, and then everybody
sure.
else pitches in as needed, as asked, just
sure.
like most groups, most Friends of the Library
Absolutely.
Groups are exactly like that. Jennifer, do you remember the first time you came to the library?
I don't, because I think I might have been raised here. I do have really good memories of being here as a child and laying in the aisles reading books and just loving the library and just loving books.
Yeah.
I remember when I came back after I lived out of Pleasantville for some time, and when I walked in, I could smell the books, and it was like that old smell that you brings back all the memories. It was fantastic.
To me, to see children in the library is just the best part. You know, and just sort of laying around like earthworms in the rain reading, and it's just wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I had, there's 2 children that came in the other day, and our rules are that 16 and under need to be, have a parent with them. But they came in and they're like, well, we just want to read a book. And I go, are you sure? And they're like, yes. So they went over to the shelf, grabbed a book, sat at the table, and the 2 little children sat at the table and read for like 20 minutes. And I was like, that was like a heartfelt moment where I was like, oh, I'm like, it, you know, there's that connection that they'll remember this when they get older and they'll have that love of reading. And so it was one of those aha moments.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Jennifer Latch and Vicki Refshaw with the Webb Shadle Memorial Library Friends Group and Joellen Glick, librarian. Adults use the library too. I'm looking over here at about 8 books that I want to check out. Like this whole section was like just selected for me, and a lot of adults must feel the same way.
Oh, absolutely. absolutely. We have our regular customers that, even with this COVID, how we had closed down and stuff, they've gotten more adept to using our online catalog, and now they're using and requesting books, and we do interlibrary loans with other libraries. So even if we don't have that book in our library, they're now aware that we can get it from another library in like in a week or so, and they'll be able to have access to a whole variety of books that our library can't, that we can't afford to have in our library, but we're able to get it for them.
Well, one of the great things about libraries is you're an expert. You're an expert in books and the media and all kinds of other things. And like if the kids just get on the internet, either, you know, like there's, who knows what expertise anybody has, if they have any, and it's like you can guide, and adults too, you can guide us to what we might need, what might be valuable for us, because I don't know, that it's just that your training, I bet if I say that I like, oh, over here I see the David Baldacci books, you're going to tell me what else I'd like.
Oh, yeah. There's Clive Cussler and Patterson. There's multiple Harlan Coben. Yeah. There's many different varieties of authors that have similar writing abilities that you might like. And I think with children also, it's like they might read and read and read, but until they get that one book that they've read that they just instantly fall in love with, they'll know that from whenever they pick up a book, you know, even if that book isn't very interesting, that there's another one out there that is just that will mean so much to them, and they'll grasp that love of reading.
Well, and I remember we didn't have a library at my school. We had a bookmobile. And once a week, that bookmobile would come. And it was just like the highlight of the week. I could get into the bookmobile. And after a while, the guy who ran the bookmobile, who would seem, he's a very tall, white-haired gentleman in a suit. And after a while, we'd say, oh, I brought some books specifically for you. And it was like, wow, that's just, I guess libraries are remarkable, and we need to help make sure that they're good places for our kids, they have the facilities that they need.
Absolutely. It's, we're not only a library, we're like their safe place to go after school and during the summer time. A lot of parents work now, and this is a place that they go that they can feel comfortable and safe, and their parents are grateful that there's a place like this that they can go that's not only fun but educational. There's that love of reading. I'm like, you can't go wrong.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Jennifer Latch and Vicki Rifshaw with the Webb Shadle Memorial Library Friends Group and Joellen Glick, librarian. Well, and Vicki, what does the Webb Shadle Memorial Library mean to you?
I think it's the heart and soul of a community. When you see what the community does to support a library and how people use it, that tells a lot about the community and how they feel and think about life. I just think it's the soul of a community. If people have a library.
It's just like a community is empty if it doesn't have a good library.
Right. It just means a lot about community pride and heart and soul.
And Pleasantville is growing. And having a good library is critical to attract those people that want to come and live
in
the community.
Yes, it is for sure. It's one of the top three things they look at to see how a community lives and feels and thinks. And there's a good library. That's one of the top things they look at.
And Jennifer, what does the library mean to you?
Oh, the library. I think it's, along with Vicki, it is like a community hub. It's a sign of if your town is well, is healthy. It's more than, I mean, it's books for sure, but it's definitely, it's a place for people to come together. It's a place to have community. It's a place where, you know, anybody can come no matter what age you are, no matter what, if you're handicapped or whatever, whoever you are, you can come to the library. Everybody can come to the library, and there's that bond there. And then it's also the reading and the knowledge and all the things that are stacked in the books and all the information just waiting to be discovered. Like, it's kind of magical that way.
Well, Joellen, didn't Benjamin Franklin say something like, the public library is the cornerstone of democracy?
Absolutely. I think for so many ages, people, we didn't have access to computers like we do now. Library was the sole place for looking up information, and it still is. In various resources, we're still able to do that. And it's such a cornerstone of a community, and we are so grateful that we are still open in this location. When I was younger, our town didn't have a library, and I remember every weekend we'd go to get groceries either in Winterset and in Knoll, and I was always asking Mom, I'm like, can we go to the library? And she'd be like, no, we don't have time. She's like, maybe next week. And so when I moved to Pleasantville and I found out that they had a library, I was like, oh, because I had always wanted a place to go every weekend where I could just go up there and have access and grab a good book. So I'm very grateful that this town was able to give that to the community and give back. So,
well, now it's time for us to help. Time to put new carpet in. And how much, Jennifer, you're running this end of things, mm-hmm. I'm sort of getting. So how much money is needed?
We are going to need about $20,000 for the entire project. We have already some money in our general fund, and we are looking at needing about $4,000 more. So we're really close.
Because you've written grants, you've done all kinds of things, and the grants and things are wonderful, but it's also nice for us to be able to donate, because then we have made our own contribution to it, then we are a part of the library.
Yeah, I think just for people to have the opportunity to say, you know, this little part of the library is mine, you know, I helped with it. It's, you know, I have a little piece of my heart into this library, and it was my way of giving back to the community and all the children and all the patrons, just have a little part of the library.
Well, and so ideally, any amount of money is wonderful, but you're sort of pointing at people buying a square. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have set up a fundraiser that has kind of the floor plan of the library, showing in square yards. It's broken down into square yards that people can buy for $60 a square that will then fund our carpet needs. So when somebody buys a square, their name gets written down on our display board that we have prominently displayed in the entryway of the library with your name, or if you want to do a loved one's name, or if you want to come together with family and do a family block of squares. We've had some people want to do that. We have a way for you to own that little piece of the library.
Well, and so I bet people can drop off checks. Is there any other ways to donate?
Absolutely. Definitely dropping off a check or sending a check to the library is the quickest way for us to get those funds. But we have also set up a fundraiser on Facebook. So if you go to the front of Webb Schadel Memorial Library Facebook page, we have a fundraiser there where you can donate just with a click of a button.
Well, and I knew we were going to talk about this, so I went and looked at it as we were getting set up and made a small donation. But how long did it take me to do? You watched me do it.
I think it took 2 seconds.
It's right there. You know, I just went to Webb Schadel Memorial Library. I searched. There it was. Donate button here. Click. But, yeah, it was like no time at all, and it was so easy. And so anyway, the people can get the money to you. And it's not just the people of Pleasantville that might be interested in donating, because helping build libraries in our broader community, it makes we're all better off for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we all can help.
And I think also in communities as small as ours, not everybody has access to go to surrounding towns to visit their libraries. So I know there are several people in town that don't even have transportation. And so it's one of the important things that they're able to walk to the building and be able to have access to a variety of different educational tools.
Yeah, and so somebody from Indianola or Pella, Knoxville, Melcher, wherever, helping kids anywhere is a good thing to do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share today, ladies, before we wrap up?
I want to share that this carpeting fundraiser, our goal of getting this carpeting, is kind of one of the big last things that we're pushing for. We've made a lot of improvements over the last 5 years. We've worked really hard to do things like procure a new roof, create handicap accessibility, renovate our bathrooms, and lots of other little things that I could keep going on about. So this is a big ticket item, and we just are really looking forward to kind of getting these things that have been on our list for so long ticked off and having a real renewed library. So we just appreciate any help we can get.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be the shining last piece of the puzzle to bring it all together.
I would like to thank our friends group. They are an amazing group of individuals who've helped make this little diamond in the rough gleam so pretty again. Thank you so much for all that you do, and we are so grateful for your time, your generosity, your kindness. You're just our library family, and we're blessed to have you.
It helps to have a great librarian to work with, let me tell you.
I'm going to cry.
Thanks to Jennifer Latch, Vicki Refshaw, and Joellen Glick for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.